Shalom, this is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And this week we're here with Brother Tommy Welchel, who is telling us how he was with the Saints of God in Pisgah, California, at a ministry there called Pisgah in the 1960s. He became associated with these people. We've talked about it all the week. And the story is told in the book itself. He became associated with people who were children at Azusa Street. And they could remember when he met them how they themselves took part in praying for people and for miracles. And they loved to tell Brother Tommy their stories. Now we find in this, it was the will of God, it was the plan of God for Brother Tommy to be there. He came there and got born again. 17 years old, he worked there 6 years, and an affinity came between him and these old saints of God, and they began to tell him their stories. They didn't tell them to everyone. They wouldn't tell them to everyone, but they felt they must tell them to Brother Tommy. And Brother Tommy would sit at their feet once a month. He would go to visit one of them, and he would listen to their stories over and over. He would listen to Sister Carney over and over. He would listen to another one over and over. And these stories became indelibly imprinted up on him. And there is a lady, Sister Jean Darnell. And Sister Jean Darnell, in the book here, she was just a toddler, really, 3-4 years old and so, at Azusa. But she remembered the Shekinah glory. She loved to take a nap underneath the pew. Her mother would make her little bed there. And then when she waked up, she would try to catch that glory. She would play in that glory. Sister Darnell is the lady who took the place of Amy Simple McPherson when Amy passed away. She became the pastor of the great Angelus Temple. I am just back from 3 weeks in Australia. And Sister Jean Darnell, oh, those Aussies remember her. And they remember the great ministry she had there and the great church she built in Perth. And she's still living. She goes to Brother Jack Hayford's church, I understand. She's almost 100 years old. And everybody who knew her said what a beautiful, soft-spoken lady she was. And Sister Jean Darnell prophesied to you, Tommy, when?
1966, and they were having a 60th anniversary of the Azusa Street. Demon Shakarian was having it, and the folk also businessmen, but they were having it at Angelus Temple.
Uh-huh.
And Jean had come by and dropped off some envelopes for me to address for her, for Seattle, Washington, and the surrounding towns, so she's going to go there and speak. And she said, but she also wanted to go talk to some of the saints that were going to come to Angelus Temple to tell their stories. And that would have been Sister Carney, Brother Anderson, and Brother Langford. But they promptly let her know, if you want to know the story, just go and talk to Brother Tommy Welch at the Herald of Hope. Well, she knew who I was. He can tell the stories better than we can.
He knows them better than we do. He can tell them better. So she came over, and what did she do?
Well, she came back over, and back then, you know, you couldn't push a button and your trunk come up. You had to get out, unlock it. I carried the envelope she had out to put her in the car, and when she's getting back in, she knew after. She said, Brother Tommy, you get to come here. I have a word from the Lord for you. I said, okay. Now, I kind of stood in awe of this woman. She was she'd taken the place of Amy McPherson. She was very big in prophet. She had a prophetic ministry, big one. So I came up there and I said, what? She said, God has showed me the stories that these people have been, these saints have been telling you that one day you'll put into a book. And I said, okay. To me, that was it. It was okay. I don't despise prophecy, but if it's God, I sit back and wait and let God do it. God has his time for everything, not Tommy. Now, it was hard to sit on that. I sat on it for 40 years before God let me tell it. That was hard for a storyteller to sit on these stories like this.
Yes.
Like
the stories of Azusa, the miracles, and they put that into you. They would not tell just everybody these stories.
They wouldn't even tell them Brother Tommy Hicks.
And there's a kind of a clue about this, Brother Tommy Hicks. Now, we've talked a lot about Tommy Hicks. We have made the book available, The Story of the Argentine Revival. We're going to make it available again to you today. Brother Tommy Hicks' vision that he had repeatedly about how the church of the living God was going to, it was like a giant that was asleep, and it was going to rise up, and great miracles were going to come through that church, and then he saw it rise up in the rapture. Now that's the famous Tommy Hicks vision, which you can get off the internet, or you could get it in a book called Smith Wigglesworth and the Greatest Revival of All Time. We're going to make either one of those books available to you this week just by calling the number. You can get them from us. Now, Brother Tommy Hicks would come, and he would tell this young man too at Pisgah, you. He would tell you the story of that great vision he had. He would tell you the story of the Argentine revival. And he told you that vision that he saw of the church rising up in glory, he said to you that he would not see it. Now tell me about that.
Well, he came twice.
Did you like Brother Tommy Hicks?
Oh, I adored Tommy Hicks.
That's what Demas told me.
Everybody meet Tommy Hicks, you'd adore the man. He's just a wonderful man. But I didn't know why he liked me so well, but he came in 61 and took me for a walk down the Rolseca River and took about 4 hours to tell me everything about Argentina. Mm. Well, I appreciated it. Didn't know why he was telling me, but he did. And then a year later, he came back and took me down the same river and told me about the vision that had been having. And in the end, it's about the, and I says, but tell me, why are you telling me this? He said, because you're going to be one of the giants that rises up.
You're going to be in that giant. Yes.
And I said, oh, no, come on, that's going to be you. Or I named off a bunch of them, like Shakarian and Smith and Brother David Duplessis, which I knew very well.
You knew him and loved him.
Oh, adored that man.
Mm-hmm.
And
his story's in this book here.
Yes. And he, Tommy says, no, Brother Tommy, look at me. He says, we won't be here. And I said, yeah, you will. He said, no, you listen to me. He says, don't argue with me. He said, I'm prophesying to you. I said, oh, okay. I straightened myself up then. And he said that there's a reason the people at Pisgah are telling you the stories. They won't tell them to me. I tried to get them to. They won't do it. He said, I'm not the one. He said, evidently you are, because they're telling them to you. And I said, yes. So he says, please, put this in your heart and your memory. Write it down. And there will be an end time revival, a great one. And you'll be in the middle of it. You will be there.
Hallelujah.
And I'm saying, okay, I want to be in the middle of it. I don't care if I get any credit or anything or knowledge. I just want to be there.
Yes, me too. I want to just watch.
Yeah, I want to see that.
But it was key to me when we were talking today. And Brother Tommy knew that why those saints wouldn't take him and tell him all those stories was because they knew he wasn't going to be there. And they had to put him into a young man.
A young man.
And you were a young man, and they all opened up to you to tell you their stories. Sister Jean Darnell prophesied that you would put it into a book. It was 40 years later that you put into that book. This book came in print in 2006. And there were prophecies that in about 100 years after Azusa, about 100 years after the outpouring there in Topeka, that there was going to come a great final outpouring move of God. And I tell you, Brother Tommy, this is it.
I'm 100% convinced that this is it.
And so you put it into this book, which we're making available, and people everywhere are excited about this and believing God. They have to have their expectancy raised.
Absolutely.
Now, these stories are marvelous, and some of the stories you told us already about Brother Seymour. He was the head of that,
yes,
Azusa Street meeting, but he came down 3 times a day.
Yes.
Now, the meeting was going on, was it 24 hours a day? And the people would just come in. It held about, 600 people, maybe more?
600 to 700. They could crowd 700 in it, but no more.
And they came from everywhere, but
all
over the world, and took this Pentecostal message around the world.
Took it around the world.
Now, this glory, the Shekinah glory, would come there every day.
There every day.
Every single day.
Now, the fire going up and coming down only came at night, and it only came
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, maybe once a month.
And then great miracles would come.
Oh, man, that's when the big ones.
Now, you told me, I said, Brother Tommy, what is your favorite story? And you said, my favorite story is the woman who came into the meeting holding a staff.
A staff.
And the ministry was under Sister Laura. Tell us that story.
The lady, she even weighed herself or she left. And she was dying of cancer. Simple as that. She's 5'6", weighed 65 pounds, skin and bones. And she lived 2 miles away from Azusa warehouse. She would take this staff she had and stick it out in front of her and then hold on to it and scoot herself up to it over and over for 2 miles. It took her 3 hours to get there. She even stated that if she hadn't gotten healed that night, she would have died. Mm-hmm. She got to the meeting. And she came in and she's looking around and her and Laura's eyes met and she said, that's the woman I want to pray for me. So she prayed for her. Well, her lungs quit hurting. And during those 3 hours she was there, she gained 40 pounds.
Mm-mm.
When she got back home, she weighed 105 pounds.
Mm.
When she went to her doctor the next day, she deliberately went down there. They couldn't find anything wrong with her, but they didn't recognize her.
Mm.
She had to fill out, she was trying to make her fill out a new patient's paperwork. And they finally convinced them, and then, so they checked her out again and says, look, your lungs are like brand new. Everything about her was like new. She was totally healed. And of course, the doctor, he came a couple of months later, he got saved too.
He said, you've been going down to that warehouse,
he
haven't
said,
you?
Been going to the
he
warehouse.
Came, his name was Brother White, and he started a ministry called Wings of Healing. Where he experienced miracles for years after that, her medical doctor. Now, these stories are in the book. They told me their stories by Tommy Welchel. We have that book available. We have a book available, The Story of the Argentine Revival, which is the story of Brother Tommy Hicks and the prayer that came, and then the revival that came with Juan Perón and the great... You told me that you said to Brother Tommy, you mean you talk like that to Juan Perón? What weren't you afraid of? Evita? Eva?
He was a dictator.
Yeah, he was a dictator. And he had been healed instantly of a skin disease.
Yes.
That book's available. We've got Smith Wigglesworth and the Greatest Revival of All Time, which tells Tommy Hicks' vision. It tells Smith Wigglesworth's prophecy of the great end time revival. And it tells Brother Duplessis' part. Now, we've offered these before, but we want to make them available again. 1, 2, 3. They told me their stories, The Story of the Argentine Revival, or Smith Wigglesworth and the Greatest Revival of All Time. Just call us. They'll tell you what price the books are and send them out to you, plus postage. 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or... write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We've only got one day left with Brother Tommy. And we're going to talk about more. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.